The challenge is the knowledge and experience of internal auditors themselves, where they have the courage to carry out their activities. The other is the whole environment in Africa, the corruption, the resource wastage, all that is there. Then you'll find that most of the others are more on governance, on leadership, whether we've grown to that level where we can take up the models that have been developed elsewhere. But I think the major challenge is us developing the confidence to know that even in Africa we can raise leaders that stand up to look at the major values of Africa, and we see how we can take the continent forward. It's a mindset change that we hope to achieve. It is knowledge that people pick. It is the practical models that people can apply. Those are the major things that we want to change at the end of this week.
The president of the Institute of Internal Auditors, Richard Chambers, lauded Ghana's chapter of the Institute for its remarkable performance.
The Institute of Internal Auditors in Ghana is one of the most respected bodies in the world. We have institutes or affiliates in 110 countries around the world. When I look worldwide, Ghana is one of those that operates at a very high level. Strong volunteer involvement, strong support for the profession here.